New 102.7. And guys, welcome Valerie to the show. Hi, Valerie.
Hey. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good. It's Karen, Johnny, and Ant. And we are so excited you're here. Where are you calling from?
Orchard River.
Valerie, there's only one way to start this game. You got to throw Karen out of the studio so we can play. Kick her out.
All right. I'm kicking her out.
All right. Good luck, Valerie.
And there she goes. Karen Carson leaving her own morning show behind. And she's gone. We got 5 questions ready to go. Valerie, tell everybody what game you're playing.
I forgot. I'm so nervous.
Can't be Karen, Valerie.
Here we go. Here we go. Can you be Karen?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, then.
All right, Valerie, let's take some deep breaths. One through the nose.
Okay.
And then out through the mouth with an exhale.
Okay. I'm afraid of brain freeze, but all right. I'm going to go.
Your name Valerie. Is Valerie. It is Thursday. This is intern Anthony about to read the questions. And
question
action.
Number one. Cleto Escobedo is the late band leader who suddenly died. He was part of whose TV show?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Here's question two. Diddy is going to be spending more time in jail than originally planned thanks to rule violations. What is Diddy's real name?
Sean Combs.
Akon is a convict. Again, he got arrested yesterday for A, jaywalking, B, a suspended license, or C, stealing.
Suspended license.
Here's question 4 for Valerie. Dolly Parton has a song about working. What are the hours she works?
9 to 5.
Very good, Valerie. See, now you're confident.
There we go.
And here's the final question. Theodore Bagwell is the bad guy for most of what TV show?
Don't know.
All right, Valerie. But see, you were nervous in the beginning. You walked away from the game with 4 out of 5 correct. Really good
job.
4 out of 5.
Okay, I'm in there.
We're going to get Karen back into the studio. She can't hear anything that happened in here. We're going to ask her the same questions now. Don't tell her your score.
Karen!
Hello.
Welcome back, Karen. You're going one-on-one with Valerie. If Valerie gets more correct, she wins the game. Karen, number one.
Yes.
Cleto Escobedo is the late band leader who suddenly died. He was part of whose TV show?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Everybody gets a point. Diddy is going to be spending more time in jail than he originally planned for, thanks to rule violations. What is his real name?
Sean Combs.
Everybody gets a point again. Akon is a convict again.
Ugh.
He got arrested yesterday for A, jaywalking, B, a suspended license, or C, stealing.
Oh, wow. I'm going to just guess and go with B.
Suspended license is the correct answer.
Oh,
everybody
wow.
got a point.
Who's the one that goes, convict music?
Akon. That's why I said he's a convict again.
Again. Oh, that, okay. So okay. The name.
Guess you had to be there for it. All right. Dolly Parton has a song about working. What are the hours that she works in the song?
Oh, 9 to 5.
Everybody gets a point. And the final question. Theodore Bagwell is the bad guy for most of what TV show?
I have 0 clue.
Oh, yeah, nobody got that one correct. It's Prison Break. It's got a new season coming out.
Oh.
We got a 4 out of 5 tie today on Can't Be Karen, which means the win goes to none other than the pop culture queen, Karen Carson.
You've got a pair of tickets to see Bon Jovi, the Forever Tour at Madison Square Garden.
If you want to come with me, it can be we, but otherwise, nothing.
Oh, you're so sweet. It's going to be a fantastic show, and you also got a Can't Beat Karen mug, too.
Oh, thank you so much.
If I would have known you were splitting the prizes, I would have made sure you won. We could have split the cash.
Well, yeah. There you go. Next time, you got to give me a little heads up.
One more thing you got to say, Valerie.
I forgot.
That's perfect.
I beat Can't Be Karen.
There you go. Well,
you lost, but it's okay.
Can you be Karen? No. Next time, then.
Today on Blown Off, we're trying to help out Sabrina, who's been on 3 back-to-back dates with Kyle. Everything was going great. Now he's been blowing her off for about 2 weeks. She thinks it's because she had maybe he had an allergic reaction to her dog or her cat. So.
But then for him to say nothing to her?
Yeah.
Like, is he alive?
Yeah, to just disappear like that? So not cool.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kyle?
Yeah.
Kyle, this is Karen, Johnny, and Anthony from New 102.7 Radio. You're on the radio with us this morning because you won a very cool prize.
Okay.
Big stuff, Kyle. We want to send you on a date, date number 4, with a woman named Sabrina who you've been blowing off. We know that you guys had such a good time and a little something with her. You got a little allergic reaction to her dog or something?
Yeah, no, it wasn't just like a little allergic reaction.
Oh, no.
My eyes swelled up. I couldn't breathe. Like, I ended up missing a major client. Like,
oh,
she runs a freaking zoo, man.
What does that mean?
What do you mean she runs a zoo?
Did you guys talk to her? I, like, almost lost my job. I missed a major client. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't see. She's awful.
This is over my dog? Over my little dog and my cat? Is that serious?
Oh, f*** me. She's on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the phone, Kyle.
Hey, well, you know what? Your little dog almost cost me my f***ing job.
How?
My innocent little dog. You're blaming my
innocent.
Little dog.
Dude, I couldn't breathe or see. I could barely talk. I couldn't function. I had to freaking call my boss and explain the whole situation why I almost dropped a client because I could not communicate.
I saw a small reaction. You're blaming innocent little pets.
Small reaction? I was called the city to have your house shut down for what's rolling around up in there.
The only animal around here is you, Kyle.
Listen, if you had allergies, you must have known she had pets. You guys might have discussed that, I would think.
That's easy for you to say. You can breathe today. You can see out of your left eye.
Yeah.
She's so dramatic.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Oh.
Do we have Sabrina still?
Kyle's gone.
Yes, I'm here.
Sabrina.
That's a little unruly.
Do you believe all that?
No, I saw like a small little reaction. He's definitely making it so much more than it was. Like, it's a little innocent dog, a little innocent cat.
I've been allergic to cats. Sometimes the reaction gets bigger and bigger. But still, there's no need to be talking to you like that.
Yeah, that's totally over the top.
Oh my gosh, what a...
Carson in the morning on New 1027.
This game is worth $1,000. It's Can't Beat Karen, New 1027. Let's say hi to Keith. Hey, Keith, it's Karen, Johnny, and Ann. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Are you okay? Are you up? You ready to go?
He sounds caught off guard.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Keith. Got your pants
on? I'm at work, so.
Okay. Do you?
Where do you work?
I work downtown in Manhattan.
Oh, you're right here.
I'm a neighbor of Anthony. I live in Staten Island.
Oh, we could carpool in together from now on, Keith. All right, there's only one way to start this game. Can you toss Karen Carson out of the studio? We're going to try to win you $1,000.
Hey, Karen, can I nicely ask you to get out of the studio?
Well, thank you, Keith. You're so polite. Yes, you can, and good luck.
Was polite. All right, Keith.
Thank you.
Karen's getting the step in right outside the New 1027 studios. She is gone. Five questions ready to go. $1,000 hanging in the balance. Keith from Staten Island is playing Can't Beat Karen.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go again. Can you beat Karen?
Gotta get more correct than Karen to win. Number one, how many children does the cartoon character Peter Griffin have?
Two.
True or false, the dime is being stopped in terms of production as it costs more to create than what it's worth. True or false?
False.
Sharon Osbourne broke down in tears listening to the voicemail the president left her about her late husband. What month did Ozzy Osbourne pass away in?
October.
Still Don't Care is a new song from Adele or Meghan Trainor?
Meghan Trainor.
And the final question for Keith. The Tipton is the hotel from what sitcom show?
Don't know.
All right, Keith. You didn't even try with that one, but you did get 2 out of 5 correct on Can't Beat Karen.
On the board.
You're on the board, Keith. All of Staten Island's rooting for you. We're going to get Karen back into the studio. Let's see how she does with the same questions. Don't tell Karen your score. She didn't hear what happened in here.
Keith, what do you got going on Staten Island today?
Well, I'm at work, and then I go home tonight and just relax.
What for dinner?
Going out.
Oh, nice. I love that. Keith, is your house decorated for the holidays?
Not yet.
Keith, what is your social security number?
Karen, are you ready for the same question?
Why am I having fun interviewing Keith?
We just asked to Keith. Here
yes,
we go.
Let's do it.
I'm good.
How many children does the cartoon character Peter Griffin have?
Three.
It's three. Yeah, you got a point for that one. Keith did not. He
three.
Said two.
Name them.
Meg, Chris, and Stewie.
Who's the dog?
Brian.
That's not a
not
kid.
His child.
Okay.
True or false, the dime is being stopped in terms of production as it costs more to create than it's worth. True
that,
or false?
That is so false. It's the penny.
Yeah, everybody got a point for that one. Sharon Osbourne broke down in tears listening to the voicemail that the president left her about her late husband. What month did Ozzy Osbourne pass away?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. September?
It was July. You didn't get a point for that one neither, Keith.
Really? It seems more recent, doesn't it?
Still Don't Care is a new song from Adele or Meghan Trainor?
Still Don't Care is definitely from Meghan Trainor.
Everybody
Adele
gets
has
a point.
Nothing new yet.
Yep. The Tipton is the hotel from what sitcom show?
I don't know.
3 seconds. 2, 1.
Nobody got a point for the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, the twins.
Oh.
Karen walks away from the game with 3 out of 5. She tells Staten Island to sit down because you got 2 out of 5, Keith.
Keith, man.
Got me by one.
You know what? They weren't that easy, I'll tell you that. So you did good.
No, those are tough.
Right. But listen, you got a pair of tickets to see Train Drops of Jupiter, 25 Years in the Atmosphere Tour. It's coming to Northwell at Jones Beach on July 18th. And you got a Can't Be Karen mug.
Very excited. Both great gifts. Happy holidays. Can you be